Good morning, I'm Natalie Hatley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. The families of nearly 100,000 children in Kansas were potentially eligible for child care subsidies in 2020, yet barely more than 1 in 8 got the federal benefit designed to make child care more affordable. And that happened even as Kansas has been expanding its child care subsidy and has more room for families to apply. The Center of Law and Social Policy found that families nationwide struggled to access child care support they were entitled to, with only 14% of eligible families nationwide receiving the benefit. And in Kansas, about 12% likely to qualify got help paying for child care. The child care subsidy offsets the sometimes burdensome child care costs to a more reasonable number. With Emily Barnes, the education policy advisor with Kansas Action for Children, saying families often devote 20% of their income to child care. However, some providers don't accept the subsidies because payments come in too slowly. Some families struggle to sort out the application process that triggers those payments, and some families may simply not know they're eligible for help. In fiscal year 2020, Kansas spent $51 million to help just over 10,000 kids on average. In fiscal year 2024, the state spent $84.7 million to help an average of around 13,500 kids. Barnes has been lobbying lawmakers in Kansas to expand the child care subsidy. The Child Care and Development Fund is federal money, but it's handed down to the states to divvy up. She said the subsidy does work, but needs some improvements. One statewide survey said families who get the federal money don't always get enough to make child care affordable. And other families who make too much to qualify don't make nearly enough to afford the thousands of dollars that monthly care can cost. Barnes said she's hoping the next legislative session brings more substantial change. However, she expects major reform is still years down the road. Public health officials with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, and the Kansas Department for Children and Families recently discussed approaching an aging population and their abuse as public health issues. So Kansas health care experts want to develop more partnerships and policies to protect older residents from abuse. Statewide, the number of elder abuse reports filed under the Department for Children and Families Adult Protective Services for fiscal year 2024, which ended June 30th, was 18,523. The previous year saw a statewide figure of 18,704, and the total for 2022 was 18,674. That figure has climbed over the past decade from a statewide number of 15,722 reports in 2014. Department for Children and Family Deputy Director of Adult Protective Services, Chrissy Kateb, said the framework exists within the public health sector to help investigate and address health hazards like elder abuse and its root causes, and she added that only 1 in 12 cases of elder abuse are reported. Lainey Faulkner, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's Director of the Bureau of Health Promotion, said community health workers can be good partners for building trust between older Kansans and local health care organizations as they work to care for older residents. And Carrie Bruffett, the Kansas Health Institute president and CEO, said Kansas Health Institute staff created the Age-Friendly Kansas Advisory Committee as part of its proactive approach to serving an older population. And Kansas Health Institute officials are currently seeking online applications for the committee with the agency's goal of elevating healthy aging as a core public health issue over the next 2 years. The Kansas State Treasurer's Office says a Kansas resident was the victim of a scam by a government imposter. The office said the scammer contacted the victim by a phone call and claimed to be a representative of the Kansas State Treasurer's Office. The victim was then told that they had recently won a sizable amount of money from the lottery. The scammer then informed the victim that collecting their lottery winnings would require a payment, and the victim was directed to wire funds and load money onto a gift card. And once payment was received, the scammer indicated the state treasurer would visit his home to present the winnings. State Treasurer Stephen Johnson stated that imposter scams are a rising trend in Kansas, so Kansans should be aware that the state treasurer's office is not involved in the delivery of lottery winnings. To learn more about scams and fraud, you can visit consumerfinance.gov and click on the Consumer Education tab to find the link. In Nebraska news, during his district court arraignment, 50-year-old Gregory Paul of Ord, Nebraska, pled not guilty to 4 felony counts, and they include first-degree sexual assault, abuse of a vulnerable adult, and 2 other charges, after he was accused of sexually assaulting a vulnerable adult. Valley County Judge Karen Noakes scheduled a trial for Paul in January 2025, and his next court date was scheduled for August 20th for depositions. According to the arrest affidavit, Paul is accused of sexually assaulting an Ord woman with substantial mental impairments on multiple occasions. Authorities learned of the alleged assaults on May 17th when prosecutors alleged caretakers took her for an interview with the sexual assault nurse examiner, and she detailed a string of abuses. She told the nurse that Paul had been assaulting her in a variety of manners, and authorities think he had manipulated her over the phone to make the assaults easier. According to the affidavit, police also reported that Paul had been taking the woman to Grand Island to let another man sexually assault her, and she had most recently been assaulted by the man on May 15th. Paul's bond has been set at 10% of $500,000, according to jail records. Two people were arraigned in Saline County Court on Tuesday on multiple drug and child abuse charges. Judge Linda Bauer set Quentin Teeter's bond at $35,000, and he faces several charges, including intentional child abuse, possession of a controlled substance, and violating the Sex Offender Registry Act. Courtney Connolly's bond was set at $10,000, and she's been charged with intentional child abuse, possession of a controlled substance, and two lesser drug counts. Teeters and Connolly were arrested July 5th at a home in Wilbur. Deputies with the Saline County Sheriff's Office said they found multiple bags of methamphetamine in the house, and four children were living in the house, which authorities said is a well-known hub for selling and doing drugs. Court documents describe a house in disarray, with dog feces smeared all over the floor of two rooms and moldy food and drinks left lying around. Teeter's preliminary hearing is set for August 15th, and Connolly is due back in court on August 27th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Work continues on Emporia's 24th and Prairie Waterline Replacement Project, and a water main break was reported north of that construction zone. Julio Flores has more.
Around 11 a.m. yesterday, public works crews were dispatched to the corner of Prairie and Redwood, about a block north of the Prairie Street Bridge over Interstate 35. City staff says homes could be without water service south and west of the failure point, including Redwood from Willow Lane to Prairie and Willow from Apple to Redwood. Service restoration times are currently pending. I'm Julio Flores.
The average Kansan plans on watching over 26 hours of Olympics coverage over the next 2 weeks. Over 1 in 4 plan to take some time off work to watch the games. 7 athletes from the University of Kansas will be competing in the Olympic Games in Paris, along with 3 Kansas State Wildcats. As of 2020, a total of 76 Kansans have competed in the Summer Olympics. They run through August 11th. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you decide. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Wetlands Education Center, or KWEC, invites the public to join its staff for a free family-friendly meteor shower watch party on Friday, August 9th from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. This annual event celebrates the end of summer as the Earth passes through the dust and debris of the Swift-Tuttle Comet, creating a spectacular display of meteors or shooting stars in the night sky. Located northeast of Great Bend on K-156 Highway, the KWEC offers an ideal location for comfortable sky watching, and guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets to relax on the KWEC lawn while enjoying the celestial show. In addition to meteor watching, the evening will feature s'mores making and eating and several space-themed learning stations inside the KWEC. Activities will include making straw rockets, fizzing meteors, and creating a glow-in-the-dark comet. And planetarium shows will be also offered in the inflatable planetarium. The event will proceed rain or shine. However, clear skies are necessary for optimal meteor shower viewing. For more information, you can visit wetlandcenter.fhsu.edu. The Kansas Treasurer's Office is launching an effort to educate people on common phishing scams, as BanksNeverAskThat.com has been launched with the help of the Office of the State Bank Commissioner, the Kansas Bankers Association, and the American Bankers Association. Kansas State Treasurer Stephen Johnson said in recent years, fraud has become a costly financial crime committed by scammers, so they're excited to partner with Kansas banks to share this information, helping Kansas citizens stay in control of their finances. The site has easy-to-learn lessons on how to identify common scams by text, phone, and email, and games to help reinforce those reminders. Johnson said people targeted by these types of scams should try to look for a number of red flags, and those could be odd grammar or misspellings, suspicious senders, scare tactics, or unexpected attachments. You should never click on anything in these messages or reply with any personal information. And most importantly, the groups remind everyone that your bank will not ask for personal information like social security numbers or passwords over the phone. You can report any suspicious activity to the Kansas Attorney General's office. According to the unofficial minutes of the special meeting for the Board of Education Unified School District 211 that was held on Tuesday, July 23rd, the special meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order at 7:53 a.m. by President Michael Terry at the Alice Tweed Center, and four members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy presented and explained the proposed budget, and he let the Board of Education know that they will not be exceeding the revenue neutral rate. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Ryan Katz to approve the publication of the proposed 2024-2025 USD 211 budget in the Norton Telegram, and the motion carried 4-0. A motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by Ryan Katz to change the USD 211 budget hearing from 7:10 to 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 20th, and the motion passed 4-0. The meeting was then adjourned at 8:01 a.m. Eunice L. Kneeltop, 102, passed away on July 22nd at the Ambie home in Norton. A funeral service is planned for Saturday, July 27th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton at 10:30 a.m., and interment will follow the service in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held at the funeral home tomorrow, Friday, July 26th, from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m., with family present to greet friends. Memorials are suggested to the American Legion Auxiliary Post 63, or the Methodist Women, and memorials may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Word of comfort and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Brenda K. Spear of Almena, Kansas, passed away on July 20, 2024. Visitation will be held today, Thursday, July 25th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton, with family receiving guests from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Funeral services will be held tomorrow, Friday, July 26th at 10:30 a.m. at the Almena Bible Church in Almena, and burial will be at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena following the services. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions may be made to the Fraternal Order of Eagles Post 3288 and left in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. For more information or to leave condolences, you can visit plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 97 and a southwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming southeast in the afternoon. For tonight, it should be clear with a low around 66 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny and hot with a high near 97 and breezy, with a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. And on Friday, the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 70. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny and hot with a high near 97 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Sunday it should be sunny and hot with a high near 101. On Monday, sunny and hot with a high near 100. On Tuesday, sunny and hot with a high near 105. And on Wednesday, should be sunny and hot with a high near 106. Currently, with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21, and the dew point is 55 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:18 and time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas City Royals dropped their series finale with the Arizona Diamondbacks 8-6 last night, losing the series itself in the process. The Royals led 4-3 entering the ninth inning before James MacArthur was tagged for 5 runs in the frame, giving the Diamondbacks the lead for good. Michael Wacha started the game for Kansas City and didn't make it out of the fifth inning, lasting 4 2/3 innings while allowing 6 hits, 3 of which were solo home runs, and he only had 1 strikeout. Arizona starter Ryne Nelson lasted 6 innings in a no decision last night, allowing 4 Royals runs on 9 hits with just 2 strikeouts. It was another big day for Bobby Witt Jr., who went 3-for-4 and reached base 4 times in the losing effort. His OPS for the season now sits at .983. Vinny Pasquantino had 2 RBIs on Wednesday night, while Drew Waters, Kyle Isbell, and Michael Garcia knocked in 1 run each. With the loss, Kansas City is now 6 games back of the Cleveland Guardians in the AL Central. After Cleveland knocked off the Detroit Tigers yesterday, the Royals are off on Thursday before they host the Chicago Cubs for a 3-game set this weekend. KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton, or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.